60 years after the first film version, director Steven Spielberg has reimagined the legendary musical West Side Story. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg asked the film's choreographer about working with Spielberg and taking on the iconic dances of Jerome Robbins.
How dare they? Spielberg, screenwriter Tony Kushner, how dare they tinker with such a classic?
They both approached this with a sense of reverence and admiration for the original material.
So did he, choreographer Justin Peck. Even on tough days in 100 degrees on killer hot New York City streets, the dancers and crew of West Side Story performed on broiling cement, concrete, bricks, stairs. Peck says everybody pushed along together in sweaty chaos.
I remember Steven turning to me at one point and saying, "There's nowhere else I'd rather be than here right now working on this."
This is Spielberg's first movie musical, Pex, too. He's designed 35 dances for stage and is resident choreographer for the New York City Ballet. But movies? Well, but he had Spielberg. They worked closely together. Justin watched the director read pages of words on the screenplay
and immediately transposed that into visual language.
Spielberg made quick, crude sketches like storyboards to show what he wanted the camera to see. Peck adjusted his dancers accordingly. That was the most exciting part for Justin Peck, to discover
how visual he is as an artist.
On stage in 1957 and in the 1961 film, Jerome Robbins' dances for the rival gangs and their girls were all snapping fingers, flashing teeth, flicking of skirts, tossing of heads, attitude. Justin Peck makes the dances more menacing. The newly arrived Puerto Rican sharks swagger and scorn. Peck danced the role of Bernardo, the shark's leader. When he was younger, he knows Robbins' choreography cold. The Irish and Italian Jets have lived in their broken-down neighborhood for years. Today, it's Lincoln Center. It's their turf, or has been. Justin Peck gives different movements to each gang. Instead of swagger, the Jets are more complicated.
There's a kind of explosiveness and like a danger and a unity.
Dancing close together, the Jets move as one, bonded, as if for security.
They're being really pushed out of this neighborhood. They don't have jobs. They don't have a sense of like what the future holds. And so all they have is one another and the kind of quote unquote family that they consider their gang to be.
When you're a Jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Composer Leonard Bernstein and lyricist Stephen Sondheim gave America and the world this spirited fight song, the Sharks arguing the merits of their new country.
I think I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on.
Bye-bye.
Everyone there will give big cheers.
Hey. Everyone there would have moved here.
As the tension rises and the kind of like pressure between them gets higher, when the words fail and there needs to be some steam that's let off, it lifts off into dance.
The argument becomes the dance. The movement continues the story. Choreographer Justin Peck, director Steven Spielberg, and scores of others sweep original choreographer Jerome Robbins and Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet into a new century. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.